This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
الجمعة ليلة عظيمة مباركة يسن فيها الاكثار من الصلاة على سيدي ومولاي رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه من كل عمل صالح. The night of Jumu'ah, so blessed night in the light of Barakah, and this night in the sunnah is to increase your salah upon the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام in every good deed. يروي الإمام أحمد في مسنده بسند صحيح عن عبد الله بن بسر رضي الله عنه قال جاء أعرابي إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فقال يا رسول الله إن شرائع الإسلام كثرت علي فأنبئني عن شيء أتشبث به. So the theme that I've started, and this is just temporary because I need to process a lot of thoughts and I need to come up with something to talk about that fits the current climate. So I'm taking something simple to talk about that's relaxing and hopefully beneficial for those who listen to it, which is to talk about the significance of dhikr, of mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, invocating Allah, or invocation yani, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is something that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam talked about so many times that we have an abundance of traditions and hadith that are authentic. And the Qur'an is absolutely filled with verses that talk about it because it's an important part of being a Muslim, which is just having that affinity and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you're always mentioning Him, speaking of Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is a simple rule: if you love someone, you speak of them lots. If you love someone, you constantly speak of them because you love them and you want to always be in a position of being connected to them. So if you can't be connected physically or directly, then at least in a sense of talking. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you don't have direct, yani, you're not able to physically be connected to Him, then the second best thing is to speak of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot. You speak to your nafs about Allah, you speak to others about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the best way to stay connected to our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this hadith is very special to me, and I think it's something that it's a hadith that almost every one of you have heard at least once or twice in your lives, and it's a simple one to hold on to because of the way that it's worded. So Abdullah bin Busr tells us, narrated by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad with an authentic chain narration, that a man, Arabi, meaning a Bedouin man, came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and asked him a question. And the Arab were always like the best question askers because they didn't really listen to any of the lessons, and they weren't aware of any of the conditions, and they knew nothing. So they just came and just blurted out whatever came to their minds. And it was always helpful because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's answers were very profound and deep, and it was like it almost brought things back to the basics all the time. So the Sahaba absolutely loved it when an Arabi walked in. They did not volunteer any information to him of what the status quo was or what the standard approach was. They just let him do what he wants to do, because whatever he does is going to be interesting for all of us. So the Arabi came to the Prophet alayhi salam and said, "Ya Rasulullah, Islam is too confusing to me. This kathrat alay shara'i al-Islam, too confusing. Rasulullah, too confusing." Yes, I hear you say do way too many things. I can't memorize all this stuff. I don't understand all these things. Give me something to do. Give me one thing. Just tell me one thing to do to hold on to that will get me across the finishing line. I can't memorize and keep track of all of the stuff that you and your Sahaba are talking about. It's beautiful. You seem to be very smart. Everyone seems to be very knowledgeable. And Baqaru Ghanam or Hamir, I don't have time for all. Tell me one thing I can do. So the Prophet alayhi salallahu alayhi would answer him, not in a way that would obviously put him down, or yani, a way there he said, no, you have to come and learn, and you can't. No, he actually offered him عليه الصلاة والسلام an answer. فَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ مَا يَزَالُ لِسَانُكَ رَطْبًا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. May your tongue continuously be in a status of remembrance of Allah. Your رَطْب is something that is moisture. So the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, he within one phrase explained something and gave an analogy or a simile or an example that I have to break down. So the Prophet alayhi salam's example is that if you are always remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, speaking of Allah, it's like your tongue this is how it's going to be watered or irrigated. It's like if you don't speak of Allah, your soul is going to dry out and you're going to die. So the only way for you to stay alive is to be connected to your Lord. And that's how you're going to irrigate your soul and take care of yourself. So your tongue has to be in a status where it's always remembering Allah, so it stays ratab, it stays moist. You know, you may not physically die when you don't speak of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you will for sure spiritually die if you don't speak of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for sure. And that's what he was trying to explain here, and he did it in a way that's absolutely beautiful. He didn't say, may you continuously remember Allah. He said, keep your tongue moisture.
in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or in the invocation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as if to tell you that if you don't, your tongue, your spiritual, the spiritual, the batin aspect of your tongue will dry out. It'll die. It'll shrivel into something that it doesn't work anymore. Even though the meat may still be there and may still be filled with saliva and you're well hydrated, mashallah, because all of your big bottles of water, so you're fine. But the spiritual piece is not functional. It's not, because what your soul and your spirit need, they're not getting. They're not getting their Lord. They need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, my body needs a certain amount of carbohydrates, and obviously I'm not very good with the proportions, so don't, Diani. A certain amount of protein, a certain amount of this, and this amount of physical activity, all this to keep it running. You need this much of oxygen, this much of water. Your spirit needs one thing. It needs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's it. It needs Allah, nothing else. There's no other, the recipe is very simple for the spirit. It's one thing. It needs Allah. Your body needs a lot of other stuff. It needs maintenance and a family doctor and all these and scans, and it needs all these other preventative measures. Your spirit needs Allah. So it's not as complicated, it's as simple. So the Prophet ﷺ is telling him, look, it's too complicated for you? Fine. To keep your spirit alive, it needs one thing. It needs its Lord. So continuously be in a state where you're always talking about Him, always talking. You'll be fine. The moment you stop and your spirit shrivels and you dry out, and then it doesn't matter anymore. If you stand there in prayer and your heart's somewhere else, you read the Quran and you're thinking somewhere else, you do an act of good act and there's no intention to support it and there's no genuineness or sincerity to within it, then you're not going to get much out of it. But if your spirit is nice and moist, if it's irrigated, well taken care of, because it's in constant and continuous connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you'll be fine. And this is not obviously the Prophet ﷺ telling someone, you don't have to pray, you don't have to. No, no, no. We know that. We all know that. And even the Arabi knew that. But the question was, I need something, give me something very, very valuable in just a few words. Give me something that is so important that I should never, ever leave, even if I forget other stuff that I, in Islam. Keep your tongue in a state of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep it moist before it dries out. You feel the pain of your body being dehydrated or being starved. You may not feel the spirit going through that as clearly. You may not feel it. Your spirit may be absolutely dying on the inside because it wants to be connected to its Lord, to the source of its existence, to Allah. And it's not. You may not feel that pain, right? That pain comes in a difference. It presents itself differently. It doesn't come with physical pain because it's not physical. When I'm hungry or thirsty, it's physical pain that I feel because my body's physical. I deprive it, I get physical pain. When you deprive your spirit, you're going to get spiritual pain. And that's a whole different type of pain. And we'll talk about that in a different setting. يروي الإمام أحمد في مسنده بسند صحيح عن عبد الله بن بسر رضي الله عنه قال جاء أعرابي إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فقال يا رسول الله كثرت علي شرائع الإسلام فأنبئني عن شيء أتشبث به فقال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ما يزال أو قال لا يزال لسانك رطبا بذكر الله